Welcome to Frontiers of Psychotherapist Development. In this video series and in the podcast as well, what we're going to do is provide you tips of the week. And in all these short episodes, we'll go through one tip at a time. And my idea of giving you this is not so much as to prescribe to you what you should be doing, but to describe possibilities, to give you ideas that can inspire you to create your own ideas in the practice of psychotherapy. Also, my hopes of doing this is that it may widen the palette of possibilities to allow you to see a wide array of different things that you could do that is agnostic, not specifically informed by a particular theoretical models, but tapping into various schools of therapy that can help you in a synergistic way, in an integrative way, but also more importantly, based on first principles, not just methods of different things. But my hopes is that by hearing these various tips of the week, that you get to think about how to construct principles that will guide you in your work as well. Finally, this is also related to the notion of capturing your weekly therapy learnings, as we've talked about in some of the blogs described in Frontiers, and I would put this in the show notes, and I hope that you get to check that out. But in brief, I highly recommend that you capture your weekly learnings. At the end of a typical work week, take about 5 minutes, restrain to just 140 words like Twitter, and put down some things that really stands out from that week of the people that you've met, the therapy encounters that you have had, and then summarize that. Put one note. It could be something significant, or it could be a mistake that you made. All goes into that. Again, there is a blog that we talked about this. I hope you check that out. So on to this week's one tip. Tip of the week for the Frontiers of Psychotherapist Development. We're going to talk about five basic needs. Now, this idea was probably one of the first few things that underpinned my work in the helping profession. I started off my career as a youth worker probably in 2001, 2002, before I became a psychologist when I went back to study about 2004. And I was lucky that one of my mentors at that time highly suggested for me and even sponsored me to go and take some counseling courses. And one of them was with William Glass's Institute of Reality Therapy. And the thing that I gained from that the most, reality therapy, was this idea of choice theory. And William Glass's idea was underpinned by what he described as five basic core needs. And here are the five basic core needs that he identified as survival, which is, of course, fundamental to the fact that you can be watching or listening to this particular episode, but also to be able to meet those basic requirements like food and water and financial needs to just survive, right? Second is love and belonging. And as we go down this list, you might think this is pretty basic, isn't it? But remember, we're not talking about just wants. We're talking about real needs. When these needs are not met, we do not thrive. We may even have psychological symptoms when that happens. And love and belonging is one of them, where we don't feel connected with someone. And third is a sense of autonomy, meaning a sense of agency and control of your life, of how things are going and what you can do to influence the outcomes of your life. That's a need. Next, the fourth item is freedom, a sense of that you're not imprisoned, that you're not robbed of a basic thing where you could do what you want to do. Feel that you can grow and you can thrive in that way. So it's not just a physical external environment, but a sense of freedom within. And finally, the fifth need that William Glasser described is fun. fun is a need, where you could feel that you are experiencing joy, a sense of play. So why this is important to understand these five basic needs? Sometimes when I'm working with clients, we end up talking about what's missing, what is something that they need. And for some clients, they're able to articulate it almost instantaneously, given how the conversation has unfolded in the therapy room. But for some, they may be so overwhelmed, where there's so many different things going on, it's hard to pay attention and listen within to what's missing and what do they need. So sometimes what I do is I take out a whiteboard or a piece of paper, and I just list it down, or I put a mind map of these five fundamental needs, right? And most of the time, of course, we're focusing on the four, because they got to be able to survive. If survival is an issue, that has to be addressed, right? And well, after listing them down, it's kind of like giving them a menu of things to kind of look through this particular lens. And then I ask them, what's missing for you? What's something that you feel that strikes a chord that you need to pay attention to? And that gives us a clue of where to go further in therapy. One time I was working with this lady, and she said that, you know, when it was listed down, there's one thing that was striking, and she said that even though it sounded absurd, it was fun. Sense of play was really missing for her. And we talked about this, we even discussed about her play history. What did she do for fun and things that brought her just a spark of joy? And that became the little therapy homework of how to cultivate an environment, a spirit of a sense of play. For more about these five basic needs, check out the late William Glass's work on reality therapy, a choice theory. There was also another book written about this by Wibolding, I believe, and that's had been an instrumental text that I used to go back on. Use this to guide your work. No need to harp about what's right or wrong, because needs change with different seasons of our lives, and what's important is to listen carefully about the unspoken needs that are existing within your clients. So thanks for tuning into this episode, and stay tuned for weekly updates about Tip of the Week. And if you're interested, subscribe to Frontiers Friday, a newsletter that we give out for free, and you would get 5 tips on our Frontiers Friday, and we'll describe all kinds of different topics, and you also get to hear any new updates that are occurring around the world, research that's relevant to your work, and even little special promotions, if there are any, about books that we're releasing or courses that's coming out. Thanks for listening, and if you're watching this on YouTube, click subscribe to stay updated and tell us what you think about this. Bye for now.